of us to worship Gorni Thai deities and Govardhan Shiva together?
Is it rasabhas to worship Govardhan Shila and Gorni Thai together?
No. Gorni Thai and Govardhan Shila, not rasabhas. But if Radharani's representation is there, then it will come to clash in rasa. But in separate a separation screen may be given between Nidai. Nidai, Gaur Nidai, and if Govardhan Shila there is Radharani, the screen should be given between the two. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday you said that after Radha Kunda, Govardhan is the most important place of Leela. We don't know much about Krishna Leela and Govardhan.
That is generally told to be the favorite place of the Chandrabodhi section. Shukrasa Leela is also in full swing in Govardhan, and there the Chandrabodhi section, Ujaro Pani Ramana, that section, we are told, they have the place of Leela nearby. Radha Kunda also near to Govardhana. But Ujaro Pani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhana. Anyhow, selected few, then that we find in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the general Madhura Rasa. And Govardhan selected, and Radha Kunda is only the selected group of Radharani, not any other, no entrance of any other. This has been mentioned in Rupa Goswami. But I saw in my Guru Maharaj's one article, the Radha Kunda Teer and also water. There is also some differentiation. And the Radha Kunda water, that is the highest position to promote the most intimate in the water. And these are very high talks. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Okay? Paramananda. This side, I feel intense sun. Should we arrange that side?
As you wish.
My body is sweating.
Too hot.
Yes.
You can go.
There goes up.
Madhvacharya has some opinions about the gopis that we do not accept. My question is, how is it that Madhvacharya, so great a acharya, can make such mistakes?
It is the supreme and the independent will of the Lord. There is Moha in Brahma. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Brahma Moha.
Brahma Vimohan Lila.
Huh?
Brahma Vimohan Lila.
Brahma Vimohan. Can you accommodate that? The original guru of Madhvacharya also. Brahma Sampradaya. And the Sri Sampradaya Lakshmi Devi. So it is such. You can know, I cannot know. His will. Sweet place, sweet will. Brahma Moha. Vasu Vekti no. Mahaprabhu says that Sanatan, something is passing through me. I can feel that something higher knowledge, a flow is going through me to you, to grace you. But I can't test them. Such is also possible. His supreme will is such, his characteristic. You do not know, but through you some intimation is sent to another gentleman. Through you. He can send some intimation to another gentleman through you. You won't be able to read it. Do you consider this?
Yes.
So it is possible. Only Mahaprabhu himself, Prem Radha Govinda with plate food. It is possible for him only to give the idea of the fullest thing. It is his grace. It is his sweet will. It is his own. And not a property of many. He is autocrat. He is the highest. And whomever he selects to give his own thing, he will get it. No question can be raised. No taxation without representation. That sort of slogan has got no room here. But you can know, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur told on our behalf, Vinod Vade Hai Hai, Hori Das, Hori Nahi Pai. My position is that of a servant of Hori, and I am devoid of Hori. What is the fun? What am I? I am a slave to Krishna, to the Lord. And I am devoid of my Lord and my Master. What a fun it is. You can wield, you can depend, you can mourn, but all right is round. And when you will awaken to that stage, you will get that. But still he is above law, we have to consider. The surrender, otherwise, the position of surrendering nowhere. Surrender. If we analyze the very basis of surrender, then in what stage surrender has got, may have its existence. Only there is no right. Whenever any right is going to be established, surrender is not necessary. We must fight out our inner right. It is not so. To a certain extent it may go on, but in Krishna Lila this has got no place. Even Lakshmi Devi, she can't enter. What to speak of others? She cannot secure any admission card there. Achinta, Veda, Veda. So Mahaprabhu has put this, the achinta, it is not within any law or anyone's wrist. All right is out. His wicked, but he is absolute good. That is our solace. As a matter of right, we can't enter. Even Lakshmidevi cannot. Even Brahma does not know. Even Shiva outside. But still we have, if we take the way chalked out by Mahaprabhu, Shrivinchi Banchito Jedham, we can enter there. We can have rest there. It is so dear and so rare and so valuable and desirable. Brahmāra Banchita Dham Jagate Phedido Dhari. The magnanimity. We have to look for the magnanimity of Mahaprabhu. Shivinchi Banchita, which is aspired by Shiva and the Brahmā. A drop, for a drop, they are praying, but that he took here in a flood, inundated with that nectar, a drop of which is very rarely to be had and thought of even. We have to approach with such attitude and hankering and expectation. It is so great, it is so magnanimous. What is this? Govinda ekbar khoj nite paro. Gaudhari gaud, gaudhari gaud. No tathame priyatamo natmo jo nirna shankara. Nata Shankar Sana na Sri na Ivatma cha Yatha Bhavan Uddhava. Kasa Mahu Chalutrim Jusha Mahamsan Vrindavane Kimapri Ghumala Dhusadhina Yadustajam Sajanam Ajya Patham Chahitta Bhiru Mukunda Padavim Suri Bhidvimitam. These two shlokas. One from the mouth of Krishna himself, and the next from the mouth of Uddhava. Straightly can take us to that highest place. Eliminating so many things outside, from Brahma Loka, from Jyotishana, from Brahma. Beginning from Brahma, the Grand Trunk Road is passing at Uddhava. In Dwaraka, and then from Uddhava she coming direct to Vrindavan to show the position, how higher, how far, eliminating many things on both sides of various higher prospects are left, and we are marching. We have to march on. And the way that of surrender, of devotion, loving devotion, not only formal devotion, Vaikuntha Janitu Varamadhuri Tatra Pirasut Sabat Vrindadunnam Uyaru Pani Ramana Tatra Pirubardhana Radha Kunda Mihapi Gokulapati Premamita Plavana Kuriyadasya Virajato Viritati Sivan Viviki no Pa. These subtle things we have to put in our feet. Only through the feet of the finer order that we can be led to that quarter. The highest conception that is in the heart of Krishna. The heart of Krishna we have to enter into. not any other place. The heart of Krishna. Guru Hari Bol. It is there. Hidai. This is the way chalked out. But on the higher side there are many things also. Lila. Madhur Lila cannot stand alone. The Shakhu Lila, the Matsulya Lila, they have got their high necessity, high value to support them. Madhur Lila, of course, that is the main thing, but still that is dependent on the paraphernalia. There must be Vatsalya Lila, there must be Sakha Lila. These different groups and the Sadhvita groups, all Santa group. Even Radharani, when she meets Krishna in Kurukshetra, her mind is running to Vrindavan. Running to Vrindavan. The Krishna is there, myself is also here. We too. But her mind is running to Vrindavan, what for? So Vrindavan has got its valuable part to play in this Leela, this Vrindavan. And what is Vrindavan? Vrindavan, the sands of Jamuna, the water, the jungle, the birds, the peacocks, the stags, deer, the cows, cowboys, the Govardhan, the cave of Govardhan, then the motherly relatives, are everything there, and that is well designed for their purpose, most suitable. So for this stage, she is hungering for this stage, where to get his company. So Vrindavan there, and the whole, the Shakha group, the Vatsalya group, the Santa group, they have got their own peculiar valuation that cannot be eliminated. Radha Govinda cannot be taken off from Vrindavan, as Mahaprabhu from Navadvip, and so many devotees, all have got their own necessity and his respective position in the harmony. The whole thing is a system. It cannot be, one part cannot be snatched away from the other part. Then it is not a living. It is dead, it is artificial. It is useless. It cannot be imagined even. It is such organic whole. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Nityananda Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Nityananda Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Panchama Yoshi Kalindi Purina Vipinaya Spihayati Priyasvayam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita Tadaham Saradha Tadijamuhayu Sangama Sukham Tathatman Takhe Manu Madhuri Muradi Panjama Yusi Manoni Kalindi Purina Vipinaya Spihayati. My mind is running straight towards Vrindavan. I have got the main object of my prayer, but it is useless. Useless, not the favorable paraphernalia. Favorable paraphernalia. So Radharani's pain of separation is rising to the highest point here. Getting the object of her union very near, very close, after a long separation, but still she cannot get the real advantage of union. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told our Guru Maharaj's words were mostly very revolutionary. I am a beginner. I have entered newly, 2 years or so, perhaps, in Calcutta Gauri Amat, in the hired house. I was in charge of Kurukshetra Math. I came during Calcutta ceremony, and again I shall have to go back to Kurukshetra. Prabhupada had a mind that he will open an exhibition there in Kurukshetra, showing with dolls that the Krishna with friends come from Dwarka and the gopis from Vrindavan has come. As I mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, during solar eclipse ceremony, to take bath in that Brahmakunda, Daipayam, etc. He wanted to show that by dolls. Exhibition was arranged. Then he ordered a letter should be printed in this way, and that would be circulated. 20,000 may be circulated in a big area. And in connection of that he is saying that you all know that the bogus people, or something like that, that bhuo in Bengali. Bhuo means antasar sunna, hollow. Bhuo means hollow. Yeah. And when a tree is hollow, within it is hollow, then it says it is bhuo in Bengali. যে বৃন্দাবনে ভুয়ো লোক বাস করে এই কথা তিনি বললেন হি টোল্ড দিস দ্যাট অনলি দি হলো পিপল দি শ্যাল ম্যান অফ শ্যালো থিঙ্কিং দে লাইক বৃন্দাবন আই ওয়াজ ভেরি মাচ পারপ্লেক্সড হোয়াট ইজ দিস হি দ্যাটো আই এম টোল্ড দ্যাট বৃন্দাবন ইজ এ প্লেস দি হায়েস্ট প্লেস অনর্থ যুক্ত ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ নট অ্যাটেন্ড mastership over his senses, he won't enter Vrindavan, Mukta Kula. Only the Mukta, the liberated souls can enter Vrindavan and may have, should have opportunity of discussing Krishna Lila. Only the liberated, it is for the liberated. Those that are not liberated from their senses, they may take to Navadvip. But the liberated soul, they may have entrance for their benefit in Vrindavan. And now Guru Maharaj says that all the shallow thinkers, they will enjoy, they will welcome Vrindavan. But the man of real bhajan, real divine aspiration, he must take to Kurukshetra. I fell as if from the top of the tree. So long we were listening such things. Now that Vrindavan is the highest position and that is fallen. What is that? I am a very acute hearer, listener. So was very much acute to catch what should be the meaning. The next thought he gave, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after his tour through different places of pilgrimage, when he came back, he told, the last days of my life I shall pass in Kurukshetra. I shall construct a cottage there near Brahmakunda and I shall pass the rest of my life there. That is the real place of bhajan. Why? This servitor, just as the general merchant they will seek a market in the war time. Why? There, expend money like water without caring. No value of any money during that dangerous position. They can spare money like water. So the merchants say that we shall be able to earn something if war period comes. So when the service is more valuable according to the intensity of its necessity. So when Krishna and Radharani there, but the union is impossible, so separation, the degree of the sentiment of separation, it is reaching to the highest zenith. And at that time, service is very, very valuable to the Asya, to Radharani. When it is necessary to the highest degree, according to the necessity. She is in the highest necessity, because she is, she has got her position in such place, that you can't control. I am here, near. The football, just from the goal, if it comes heavy, that we consider a great loss. Coming to the goal, it is again come back. The most valuable position, coming near the goal. So Sri Krishna is there after long separation. The spirit, the hankering for union must come to the greatest point. But it is impossible. The circumstance not allowing so. So she needs the highest service from her circle, the Sakhis. Her group must come with their serving spirit in that case. She is in the most need of help from outside to maintain her position. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there, a particle, a drop of health will fetch the greatest amount of prema. So I want to the vipralambha. Sambhog and vipralambha. Things are very near, can't meet. So service in that place can fetch the most gain for the servitors. So I shall construct a hut there on the banks of Brahmakunda, and I shall think of that position of the divine couple, and if I can raise my self to that standard, then it may not come back to this mundane plane any time. No possibility. It's so high I can put up my serving prospect. So, Priyasuyam Krishna Kahajari Kurukshetra Medita Tatahamsa Radha Tadivanga Sangama Sukha Antakhiran Madhura Muradi Panjama Juri Manomi Kalindi Vulinaya Spriyajati. So, wherever she is, but Vrindavan is necessary for them. And Vrindavan means in the whole paraphernalia. Favorable paraphernalia. To that extent, Vrindavan is unique. Unique. Vaikuntha janitu varam zhuri tatta virasu utsavat vrindavan. That is the main thing. In this way. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And the gopis told, Ahushchati Narinam Abhupadarabindam Yurishari Rijivichintam Agadhavodhai Samsara Kuvati Tarunabalambam Gihum Yusamati Manasuriya Sada. The gopis in general, they presented the petition to Krishna. Publicly, Krishna is a king, and the leader of the so many kings in India, and these, they have come from unknown quarter, living in jungle, in the society of the milkmen. What position they have got there? Externally, no position. And the Krishna holding the highest position in the political and the royal society of then, the then India. So he is the figure, like the eyeball in every eye, Krishna's position. And they are in helpless, poor, and neglected condition. What value they have got. But when Krishna himself came first to Nanda Yashoda's camp, to give mother, parental respect to them, in the midst of great disappointment, for the time being, they felt, oh, my boy has come at last to see us. As if for the time being, they got their life back again in a dead body. Anyhow, after some courtesy shown to them, Krishna in the meantime made arrangement to meet with the gopis. Gopis privately, and also suddenly appeared in their camp. Hare Krishna. Rupa Goswami has collected many slokas, many poems from different devotees in Padyavati. Ancient devotees, they had also their poems about Krishna Lila, and Rupa Goswami has collected them and published in Padyavati. Stavabodhi of Das Goswami and the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami. There is a slope. It is, it should not be speaking at large. Still I do. In Bhagavatam, of course, it is like this. When Krishna came, they, in general, they gave something in as a petition. Ahushchati, the group of the gopi, they told Ahushchati, Nalino Nabha Padarabindam, oh, you have lotus navel, Padarabindam, your holy feet, lotus feet. Yogeshwari is the vichinta, we are told. That the great, the master yogis, they try to meditate your lotus feet. Agadhavodhai, and with their unfathomed knowledge, and the mental resources, they come to think of your lotus feet, the thrice. Their endeavor is to have you in imagination, the lotus feet of your, we are told. And we believe also. Samsara kukupari tu taranam. That yogis means those that have nothing to do with this mundane, with the clay. But higher realization in the conscious world, spiritual world, they are said to be centered. Their highest attention towards your lotus feet. And those that are busy in their in elevating their life in this mundane world, the material exploitation, elevation of their life. Samsara kupodito taranamalam. They also are busy to worship your lotus feet, to get out of this entanglement of the action-reaction in the mundane world. They use it. The Kormis, the elevationist and the salvationist. The center of their interest, both of this section, is your Padarabindam, your lotus feet. The elevationist as well as the salvationist. And what are we? We live in the neglected part of the lower society, in jungle. And the cows is our wealth, or cowherds. We are some animal traders. Live in jungle, and we trade in cow business. And we sell the curd and the milk and these things in the outskirts of the society. Samsara kuparito taram avishtati kumarina nabha padarabindam yogishari sidhivikinta magadha bodhi samsara kuparito taranamalambam ngriham jushamadimana sariyasa. We are neither Kormi, that scientific exploiter, nor the higher exploiter in the world of consciousness, the researching. But samsara kupodito griham jusha, we only know a family life, only. Family life. Griham jusam apimanasvariya sada. We have no other qualification, but only a family life at the lower section of the society. That capacity we have got. Griham jusam apimanasvariya, but our audacity, that we pray that you great, you may, if you kindly condition to extend your lotus feet to our negligent part of our society, in our negligent heart, any time, we think us blessed. Griham jusam apimanas sudhiyat, in our mind, that we can maintain in our mind the memory of your holy feet. We are busy in our family matters. We do not know Shastric life and nor the salvationist yoga, gyan, Vedanta, Ved, etc., nothing of the kind. Neither scripture nor moral standard, we have got. Neglected position we hold. And there in our family, if possible, we can think in our mind, we can remember about your holy lotus feet. You please grant this to us. We can't expect anything more from you. That is their petition. And the Krishna also outwardly told, yes, I know. Mai bhakti ribhutanam amitattaya kalpati. The people, they want my devotion for their life in the eternity. Amitattaya, to cross the limit of mortality and to have an eternal life, they worship, they come to me, they take to my service. Mai bhakti ribhutanam amitattaya kalpati. Dishta yadasit matsneho bhavatinam malapano. But fortunately for you, you have got some affection towards me. Anyhow, it has occurred that you have some affection towards me. So, that will take you to me ultimately. That is the external meaning. The formal meaning, the superficial meaning of both the camp. But our acharya, they have squeezed out another meaning from those form of prayers. They say they are conscious of the real private relationship between the two. So they have drawn out of that another meaning based on sentimentalism, the clash of sentimentalism between both the parties, beloved, lover and loved. And it is in this way. When the gopis in general put a prayer, the meaning is this, we remember that you sent Uddhava to console us one day, to console us outwardly, Uddhava, by reciting many shastric shloks, shastric representation, that it is nothing, the whole world is mortal, we shall all have to go away from this. So the affection has got no such any value, attachment, that must be cut out. Anything, we must try to liberate us from any attraction for the environment and make us free all these apparently sweet things you wanted to distribute to us through Uddhava. And now you yourself also be showing us the same path, that you are so and so, you are great, and everyone should try for his own highest interest to think me and to take that benefit of their own in this way. In Charitamrita you will find the meaning explained in this way. Purbe Uddhavadhari.